Well, just as I said, I have a wonderful gentleman sitting across from me here in the studio right now. We have a topic, something that I have never broached with anybody before, but he is an interesting fellow, and he's got a very, very important, I would say, career. It's a career. It's one of, what, two you've already had, Sean. This is Sean Davis, and he is with SCIL Services. Would you like to tell him what that SCIL stands for?
Sure. Thank you for having me on today. SCIL stands for Sean Crystal Isaac Leland, my family.
That is so cool. I couldn't figure that out on my own to save my life.
My wife came up with it.
Now, let's unpack this, because that's really novelty. That's really neat. But what exactly do you do? Give us a little bit of history of your background and what you're doing now.
Okay. I'm married. Wonderful woman. Have two great kids. One's a firefighter here locally. My daughter's a junior at William & Mary. Mm-hmm. I retired after 34 years of law enforcement here, the end of 2019. One of the judges that I work for suggested that I try mediation as a career after I retired, and I liked the idea. I did my research, and I began my certification process January of 2020 and ended it November of 2020 when I officially had my certification from the state of Virginia as a mediator.
Now, I'm noticing here in my notes that we talk about, you talk about mediation and litigation. What's the difference in that when you're handling, are you handling multiple problems at a time, or are you dealing with one particular group or family or people at a time? How's this work? Tell me the difference first with mediation and litigation.
Well, I am a mediator for the Juvenile and Domestic Relations Court, JDR for short, family court's another term for it. I handle mediations as far as custody, visitation, child support, and spousal support. And basically, mediation is when two or more parties have some type of disputed disagreement. You meet with a third party that's neutral, detached, no interest in the outcome. And my job is to facilitate a conversation that hopefully leads to an agreement between the parties.
Okay.
Mediation was designed to be a less formal
process.
Where people can come in, be a little bit more comfortable, relaxed, that will help people be able to communicate better with the situation, allow me to absorb the information and be able to work with them. When you get into litigation, you have attorneys, judges, and in litigation, you know, there can be a lot of things said in litigation that could possibly damage any future agreements because of some of the things that are said. So litigation also can become quite expensive. If you're referred to mediation through the courts, then it would be at no cost to you. I also do private mediations, whereas I found that I've had people contact me for private mediations where some people don't want to go to court. You know, mm-hmm. They want to work with themselves, come up with their own agreement, and have a document that themselves or their attorney can submit in court as far as an agreement, and they keep everything out of court as much as possible.
Okay, you were telling me that when you were in law enforcement for what, 30 years?
34. I'm sorry, well, I
34
retired.
34 years. So yes, this ma'am. Kind of turned on that light in your head that when you retire from law enforcement, you're seeing so many problems, and you made a wonderful comment about who are the people in these problems that really suffer?
Ultimately, it's the kids. In my years, I've spent at least 19 years of my career in the courtroom with Judge Fairbanks, and I saw a lot of sad situations. And bottom line, the ultimate loser, in my opinion, were the children.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I discuss with my wife is, what can I do? And what can we do to help the kids? And ultimately, with mediation, if you can help parents come to some type of agreement where the child or children can go between, even the parents are not together, they can flow between each house, mom and dad, no problem, no drama, no stress, you know, kids happy, you know, you got a happy kid, they want to go to school, they want to get your education, there's less stress in their life, and they're happy. You know, they're happier. And well, and that
isn't
was the
that
goal.
The goal? That's
yes,
the goal,
ma'am.
Isn't it?
That's the
that
goal.
That should be their goal.
It should be, but, you know, in life, things happen.
Right.
You know, there's situations. I mean, things happen. And so we wanted to put together something that would ultimately help the children.
And you've been doing this since when now?
Officially, I've been doing this since November of 2020 is when I received my certification and began mediation.
Well, you were probably really doing it while you were in law enforcement, and you just didn't have the title of mediation.
It's funny you should say that because when I thought back, I thought back at some of the times, the situations I dealt with inmates in correction facilities and people in the courtroom, mm-hmm. and, you know, it was mediation.
As you were the,
already as the judge
doing
pointed
it.
Out to me, like, you were mediating.
That's right. You had set the stage for yourself. So, okay. So pretty much it's situations where it's divorces and relationships gone really bad and children in the middle of this. How do you get your clients? Does it come through the court to you from the judge? How does this work?
Right now, I'm the mediation coordinator for the city of Williamsburg, the county of James City, New Kent, and Charles City.
Oh, you're busy.
Yes, ma'am. I am busy.
Goodness sakes.
I get appointments. People file, you know, parents file paperwork through the courts. It filters through the mediation process.
Okay.
And, you know, my part of it is that if there are cases that I can take into mediation and work with parents and get agreements, that's less that the judge has to do and less time that he or she has to spend on the bench and hours listening to cases and the paperwork that the clerks generate. If I can do it in my setting, right, it saves ultimately the judge time, the clerk's time, and taxpayer money.
Does more of these problems get settled in mediation than actually go to litigation, to attorneys and court? Does the biggest portion of it can get settled through mediation?
I would say the majority goes to litigation.
Uh-huh.
But of the cases that I get that qualify for after I do a screening, after we mm-hmm. do safety screenings, the cases that I do for mediation, I believe it's kind of like the stock market, the average. You know, at one point last year, I think we had a 60% rate of agreements.
Oh, wow,
that
is good.
And then we've had 50. So it fluctuates between mm-hmm. 40, 50, high 50, 60%. But with cases we do, we tend to get agreements.
Where do we find most of these? What would you say the income level? I mean, I'm talking about different parts of the community. Is it with people who are on the lower end, unfortunately, for whatever reasons? Or does it spread out from A to Z?
It spreads out. I've
wow.
got parents that have no job, no income, to parents, both of them making over $100,000 a year.
Gosh.
So we have the full spectrum.
And if they mediate, there's no charge to them whatsoever.
If it's a sign coming through the court, there's no charge to them.
I don't know that I would ever need you, but if I did, I would sure want it to be you. I feel very comfortable in your presence. You're a gentleman who knows what he's talking about, I can tell. Would then, now I have a, looks like here, it could be your email. Is this your email, scilservices.com?
Yes, that is our email. That's our webpage. And
okay.
You can click on the email link in there, but that's our webpage. And we spend a lot of time. My wife, actually, she is the tech person. She spent a lot of time in designing this webpage to where it was inclusive of pretty much everything we could think of as far as mediation,
mm-hmm.
as what somebody can pull up the website and get an idea of what mediation. We have links to the Supreme Court of Virginia. You know, we have links to videos produced by the Supreme Court of Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is included within our webpage. And so hopefully if somebody has questions, they can read it and should hopefully be able to answer most of their questions.
All right. Give them that again. Give them that website again.
Sure. It's www.scilservices.com.
And then they can reach Sean Davis.
That's That's our webpage. Now, our personal email is skillservices757@gmail.com.
Okay, let's do that one more time slowly. Skill Services.
Yes, S-C-I-L Services, 757@gmail.com.
Got that. All right, because you never know, people do call me after people leave, and I'd like to have that here in case I need to refer them to you. Sean, I must say, you're an unusual person. You are just absolutely a bright spot in a difficult situation. And you are. I can tell that. You're a very knowledgeable man. I thank you for your time coming in there and helping us to understand this process.
You're most welcome. And thank you so much for having provided me this opportunity to explain what we do. We really appreciate it.
Listen, these bad things can happen to anybody. Things can
happen.
Very
true.
If you know where to turn and you take the right turn, you're going to get that worked out. And I would suggest they talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Nicely done, Sean. Thank you for your time here with us today as well. Sean Davis, SCIL Services. And if you miss some of that, don't be shy. Just call me up here at 757. Oh, I almost forgot my number. 565-7401. That's a shame, isn't it? Anyway, thank you, Sean.